The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many thanks to the Almighty God for today. I'm grateful to God for the opportunity granted me once again to share with you wherever you may be. We'll be continuing our discussion on the victorious Christian life. And so this is the 11th episode on living a victorious Christian life. And the topic today is Christ is the end of the law. Christ is the end of the law. For us to be able to be victorious Christians, this we should understand. See, God chose Israel as a people. He chose them in Abraham. He led them by revelation and promises. And later gave them the law. So they were already people of God. If you like, children of God. Before they received his law. What then was the purpose of the law? See Galatians 3:19. Tries to supply the reason for the law. Galatians 3:19. Why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come.
The
law was given through angels and entrusted to a mediator. You see, he says that, why then was the law at all? It was added. So God had a people, he was leading them by revelation and by his promises, but it became necessary to add the
law.
Then Paul supplies the reason, he says, because of transgressions. And then he says, until. So the law was not to be there forever. Until the seed to whom the promise referred to had come. So two purposes of the law. From this particular verse. Number one, it was added because of transgression. Number two, it was just a guardian. A caretaker. For a period. Let's go back to the number one. Added because of transgression. Now why? It was to provide a system to deal temporarily with transgression. Number two. It was to teach Israel the righteous requirement of God, and thereby refrain from sin. That was to aid Moses. That is why Jethro told him, just choose certain men and then teach them about all. Let them also teach. But when the people know, maybe it will help them to refrain from sin.
And until now, Jethro, I catch Moses say, "Pow, nipebi, na chira won, na wanso won chira fufro." Na say, "Nipa ni hunua, ebia, ebetrin won everybody hon."
But as in God's eternal plan, the law reveals man's or people's sinfulness and the need for a savior.
Now, so when you go pour trim pour at the water, muno, emra ebeyi nipa boni edi etre na fe emam nipa hunu se ohia ojefo.
The need for a savior.
Ohia ojefo.
Because it was very difficult to do that which was right.
If he said na eye den se obeye de etine
under the law.
Ewo emra no ase.
Now there are some facts about the law of Moses.
In sem bi wo ha ewo Moses mra ho.
And then I will just talk about three of them.
Meka ehumi ensape.
The first one is that as a matter of history, the law was for a people called the Israelites.
Ye kwa abakose mua, ye betu miaka se emrano, na eye nkrofukubia wafre won Israel for dia.
You see, Hammurabi had some laws or regulations for Babylon 300 years even before Moses received the law.
There na wofan Hammurabi no na ono so wo emrabi a na ene hyehye bi wo ho ema Babylonia for mfie beye ahamiensa ansa na Moses ensa ka emrano.
Now other nations also had laws.
Amai ahodo bi nso na won so wo mra.
Regulations.
Anyone hyehye.
But this particular one.
Na so hyehye ne we die.
Was for the Hebrews.
Na eye Hebrew for.
Who had left Egypt.
Ah, now we're free Mizrim.
Journeying to the promised land.
Now we're to quite a cop Bosha Sassen. So,
First Chronicles 22:13.
Chronicle for ma edicate, the numian chemudumiensa.
First Chronicles 22:13.
Chronicle for ma edicate, the numian chemudumiensa.
This is what the scripture says.
Yena Tron essay.
Then you have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel.
Na yemu na mo benya promproye se mo hwe onyakopon emra so na mo disu de Moses edima Israel no.
He says that these decrees and laws the Lord gave for Israel.
Enti o say emra yi ni atemude no onyame edima Israel.
Not for Babylon.
Enye Babylonia for.
It was not for the Assyrians.
Na enye Assyria for.
God gave it for Israel.
Onyame edima Israel.
Deuteronomy 4.
Mose woman etoso enai.
I'll read from 5 to 8.
Mose woman etoso numeti enai. Chichemu.
5 through 8.
Chichemu enum kosin watre.
See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me.
She. Machremo emrano said onyankopon echre me.
So that you follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of.
Na mwediso mahwe na mwediso bra moko asase a moko akofa no.
So when you enter into the land, you may find the people operating with certain parameters, but you should operate within this law.
It is a mukodru as I say this way. Mubehuse omai no edemrafu frobi ni shishefu frobi na etiho. Na mudiye mamu niyechiri mundi midiye isu.
Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. He is trying to say that you live by it. Follow it. It shall be wisdom to them. They will know that this one is superior than what they have.
Enti mu ni suna munye, if we say, eno ni munyansa, eni munghunu mu, amaya obete, ashedye yi na enim, na obeka se ampa, omaye enyansa fo, eni hufo, eni omanke siye yi. Nan, opeso ochira wonse, mudye mu ni suna munye, na moya wonga ikwa muhoshi anabehu nyansa ewum.
What other nation is so great? As we have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him.
Na oman kese ben na owo onyami bia, oben won se de Ewurade ye Nyankopon ben yen, na yefra ni na mu yi.
And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today. Now, so he's talking about the laws and the nations. And he's trying to say that this one is peculiar to you. Live on it. It shall be a wisdom to the others. Others will come and then learn of you. You will not learn of theirs, because this one is much superior to theirs.
Na oman kese ben na ewa ashadi ni atemudie tine ni se emra midi misi mwenim ene ni. Na oka emra ene ama hudo hon. Na oka chila hon se, mudi mwye oman mo emra yusu na muniso. Na se mudi emra yusu a ebeye nyansadi amamu. Na ama hudo no ebeba mwenchen na wababisu ya.
You see, Moses was saying this body of laws.
Na Moses kase sa emranse mi.
This one leads me to the
na
second
part. Na we de me call the so.
It was referred to as the law.
Na wofre no emra no.
It was the law.
Emra no.
It was a system of divine expectations.
Na eye nhyehyeya ewo ha ekyere de onyame ehwehwe.
Or commands.
Ana se ne mra.
Regarding belief and behavior.
Ah efa won agidie ene won abrabo ho.
See, God was expecting certain things from them.
Na onyame hwe ne mabi kwan efri won chen.
This was a system.
Enti na we ye nhyehyeya.
It was a unit.
Na eye ade baako.
It was a one whole.
Na eye ade mua.
So no matter how many commands there were in the law, it was the law. It was a unit.
Na emfa hone emra hodo a ehyehye mra num no na ni na kabom eye bako.
And listening to what James said about the law.
Na mo me hwe de Yakobo kafa emra no ho.
James 2 verse 10.
Yakobo woman no etimienu chiche mudu.
James 2:10 and I'll add the verse 11.
Yakobo woman etimienu chiche mudu ani du bako.
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumble at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, you shall not commit adultery, also said, you shall not murder.
If he said, your car said,
if you do not commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you have become a law breaker.
Na se mwanse awade na wudi ewa na waye emra no etofo.
Now this one makes obedience to the law very difficult, because James is saying that it is the law. You can't say that I've followed the nine, and let's say the ten commandments. You can't say that I've been able to follow the nine, but only one, God pardon me, say you have broken all the ten.
We no ma emra no su die ye ding. Esan se wuntu min ka se emra no medi ni na so ne mu ba kon pe ana mato ye mfa ne emra nsem du no wuntu min ka se medi enkono no eso na mum de to so du ni de mentumi anni so wo ka sa wo bu ni na ho fo esan se eyefua.
This is what James is trying to
Sana Yakubu na opachere.
He says that the same person who said thou shall not commit adultery is the same person who said thou shall not murder. So if you don't commit adultery and you murder, he says that duka is the same thing.
Dio Oka ene se, nipa krona oka se enya ense awade no. Ono anso no oka se enyewu. Inti se wansa awade, na se wudie wa. Ni na che se wedi, ni na hofo.
The third one, is third fact about the law is that it was Israel's guardian. Na, it was a caretaker. It was meant to be temporary.
Na asemo toso miensa ewo emranu ho esesiye huni se. Na ye oma Israel hwesofo ene ne kirekirefo.
You can write Galatians 3 from 16 to 19.
Obetumi atro Galatians 4 maniti miensa efintiche mudun sia ede ko dunkunu.
So who let me I'll take the verse 16 and I'll jump to the verse 19. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed.
Na Abraham ne na sinin na obhye won hobo.
Scripture does not say and to seeds.
Onka se na wasefo
meaning many people.
Said there eye nipa bebre.
But to and to your seed.
Na imom ose obaako
meaning one person
wasinini
who is Christ
ah only Christ
who is Christ
ah only Christ.
So let's jump to verse 19.
Na mumi ehuri emra nchichemu dunkro.
Now what verse 16 is trying to say that Abraham had a lot of children.
Na there nchichemu dunsia na eka ni say na Abraham e wo ma bebre.
In fact, he had 8 of them.
No cause am say onyama poripori wotwe.
And you see, the promise was not to your seeds, so that you are confused as to which of the children. And then he's saying that you don't even have to think that it is Isaac or Ishmael or Midian. He says that he was just talking about Christ,
ain't
who is the seed.
Enti na owo ma bebre na na o se boshe no eye wasini wankase wasefo enti na se se wodwene se ne ba ne mudia wo hen Isaac ana Ishmael ana hwan impo o se eye Kristo ene wasini no a na oka no.
Verse 19. Why then was the law given at all?
Enti chemu dun kro na afemra no ne de en.
It was added because of transgression until the seed, and if you have the NIV, you see that the seed is capital S. Na, it is a proper noun.
Na what they can ho copem say ne na sini no ebeba. Iti wasini no hebro for kase ni mwa. What de kasefua penin na edikain. Edi achere se e ye nipa wa sem na woka.
To whom the promise referred had come.
Na de boshe ne efane hono abba.
Until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. And verse 16 says that the seed is Christ. So the law was just temporary until Christ arrived.
Because he said, was senior, was share, bom man, no, beba. Na in Shemu Dunsia, and they say, was senior, no, any Christo. Ain't he? No, or Pesor, say, Emrano, na a wahofo, ever mretiebi, because he said, Wasinia eye Christo no obeba.
See, one of the biggest tests in scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 4.
Shroi mu kesia sem kesia bakupa ewomu eye Roman fomano eti edu enchichemu enai.
Now just project Romans chapter 10, verse 4. In either the King James, New Living Translation, ESV, not the latest NIV, maybe the old version and
Mama yentwe yadwen kogina Roman humanity dun chichemu enai no so.
For Christ is the end of the law.
Na Christo ene emrano ewiye.
For righteousness for everyone that believeth.
Ah ema wonga wogidi na kotini ni mu.
The NLT will also say for Christ is the end of the law.
Tronu mu ba ko say na Christo ene emrano ewiye.
Amplify will say also say Christ is the end of the law.
Ofofro no so say na Christo ne emrane wie ye.
You see, but the NIV says that the Christ is the culmination of the law. He's trying to interpret the end
na,
of the law.
Churane ba ko so say Christo mu na emrane na ekowi. Na no pese ochre emrane wie no nase.
You see, the Bible fits in itself. So Galatians is saying that the law was there temporary until Christ the seed would come, and then Christ has come, and Romans is saying that Christ is the end of the law.
Churonankasa echreche ni humu. Woko galati fongu manumwa. Ochrese emrane ewoho. Kopimse wasinia eye Christo ebeba. Ena Roman fono so echreye nse. Christo no waba. Inti se Christo no waba. Nache se emrane wieye no eni Christo no.
I will explain it a bit further.
Mesa echreche mubiyo.
The law was introduced till Christ was revealed.
Woda emrane di kopim se wobeda Christo esi edi.
But it was Israel's guardian.
Na mumne eye Israel esuhefo.
And teacher.
Ene ni chire chirefo.
That was the place of the law.
Inti emrane jinabia ene no.
In the life of Israel.
Ewo Israel mem.
This was to guide Israel as a people of God. Inti, so the law was a guide.
Inti na yese se emrano e chire Israel wo yon yanku ponkro for no ekwain. Inti emrano ne ye kwan chirefo.
See, the law was also an interpreter of the revelation and the promises of God.
Na emrano so e chire chire yanku ponkro she ene ne jichire emu.
But the scripture says that Christ is the end of the law.
Now, so Churani say Christo ene mrano ewiye.
That there may be righteousness for those who are going to believe after Christ.
Na wonga obeji Yesu Christo edinu enya trene.
Meaning that
the Churani say
Christ is the culmination of the law.
Emrani na ewiye wo Christo mu.
In other words, the law culminates in Christ.
Ye kanu fofroa, ye ka se Christo mu ena emrano ewie.
It is not like Christ ended the law.
Enye se Christo abetwa emrano so.
But you see, the law were and ended in Christ.
Ne mom de echeri se emrano ye adwuma kopem se Christo da ne ho adi.
In other words, the law ends in him, in Christ.
Ye kanu kwan fofro so a, ye beka ne se ni mu ena emrano ewie.
That is, in Christ, the law finds its final destination.
ene se wo Kristo mu no emra no enya na setena ewe wie.
For that matter, Christ terminates the law.
Enti enu echi no Kristo e de mra no ebe wie.
Why?
Didn't ya?
Because the law was primarily introduced because of sin.
If he said boninti ena wo da emra no edi,
and Christ paid the sin penalty, he paid the price, he accomplished the work, whatever was required so far as sin was concerned, he accomplished it on the cross, and for that matter rendered the law obsolete.
If he said Christo etia boni hoka na boni no ho ade bia ehia bia Christo share no ma eninti wa asenya nso Christo etia boni no kwa e kire se boni no aba na wieye ewo Christo mu.
The law's way of making people right at the time was to obey all of it.
Ekoya na emra no ma onipa ye tri ni ni ewo sabre no ne se ubedi bon emra ni na so.
But in Christ there is a shift. There is a new order.
Na mmwo Kristo mu no enhyehye foforo eba.
A new way to be made right.
E kwai foforo a o ma ye tri
with God.
Ewo nyame ni.
Now because he ends it in him.
If he said nimu ena ode mrani baby,
he introduced now a new way to be made right in God.
Na fe onam nimu e de kwan fofra e ma ye ye atreni fu wo nyame nim aba.
Romans 1:16-17.
Roman for man eti bakun nchemu dunsia eni dunsun.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Na meni hu asempa no ho.
Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
If he say, Oyankopon tumi e de kon kwa jemu ema wonga wo gidi na.
First to the Jews.
Therefore can he.
Then to the Gentiles.
Any hail Afonso.
For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed.
If he say, emu na wo yi Oyankopon trini edi.
In the preaching of the word.
Wo asempa ne kanu mu no.
In Christ, the fact that Jesus came, Jesus was hung on the cross, he died, he was buried, he resurrected. It is in this message, what, the gospel, that a new righteousness is revealed.
What asempani mu se Yesu baye wo kum nu wo sie nu osoreye efre wufum sa asempai mu no emu na trene foforo epu ayi ni hodi ma won a wo jidi.
Yeah, that is good. A righteousness that is by faith first to last, just as it is written.
Trinia enam gidiemu efi ifitiasie ekosi na wieye sede watre no.
The righteous shall live by faith.
O trinini no nam gidiesu benyankwa.
Now let's continue from Romans 10 from verse 9.
Yenko Roman forma no etidu nchichemu nkro.
If you declare with your mouth.
Roman forma no etidu nchichemu
nkro. Now he's going back to the gospel.
Na we oko asempa no
hubio. That Jesus is Lord.
Na se wodi wanu pa mu ka se Yesu ni Awurade.
And believe in your heart.
Na wodi wako majidi.
That God will raise him from the dead.
Se oyankopo anyanu ne efrewufo mu a.
You will be saved.
Obeje wo nkwa.
See, the first one didn't bring, he didn't explain the gospel. He says that it is in the gospel that the new righteousness is revealed. But here Paul is saying that if you believe in your heart.
There okan kane no Roman forma ti bakunum no wan kirekire asempa no mu. Na mom eha de or chireyen de asempa no etie eno si se wodi wako magidi a
that God will raise him from the dead.
Se onyame nyane ni frewufo mu a
you will be saved.
Wo beje wo nkwa.
You don't need to obey any law.
Enye emra su die bio.
You will be saved.
Wo beje wo nkwa.
For it is with your heart that you believe.
Na yakoma ni edigidi
and are justified.
Na yebuyembem.
And it is with your mouth.
Na wo de anu ene pae mu
that you profess your faith and are saved.
Wo pae mu ka ko nkwaje mu.
Verse 13.
Nchemu dum yensa.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord.
Na obiara obebo Awurade din no
shall be saved.
Obenya nkwa.
Very simple.
Eye no anu no.
See, it is so simple that
eye krukru wa se
when Paul was preaching it.
Bra osmanfo Paulo e ka ho asem no.
The James and the Peters, they were worried.
Yakubu num any petro num na eha won adwene.
So when you read the scriptures,
it is a walking can tro na.
And you read the writings of James.
Na walking can Yakubu de wa tro na.
People came even from James to Antioch.
Na ebra ebinum free Yakubu nchai ba Antioch.
And Peter saw them.
Na Petro ehun won.
He started playing hypocrisy.
Afe ofra se so yenya atrom.
Do you know what was happening?
Munim de na AC.
It was because James was not too comfortable with Paul's teachings.
If he said, "Na Yakubu nakuma Antoni yem papa ewo Paulo nchirechire ho.
And Peter, whose heart was a coward.
Na Petro nso nakuma ye akuma esurade.
He didn't know whether to please Paul.
Na ohun se onso Paulo ni.
Sahindri.
On peso boko ko jina ebasonfo bi anim.
And James was a tough person.
Na Yakubu nso na nasem ye tatahwe.
They used to call him James the Just.
Na wo friend Yakubu trini ni.
As for him, he doesn't like things like
on
that.
On the on peso kra wo jombia.
He's the one who said that when somebody needs food, give him food. Don't say that with the Lord bless him.
On no ka se so bi e come di obi amanaduani din fo wan ka se urade chira.
That is the brother of Jesus.
Yes, you need me, no, no.
You see, one day Peter said that Paul, his teachings, he teaches some hard things that are difficult to understand. They had some problems with. They didn't know whether this thing is too cheap. We were circumcising, and you said, "I just believe."
That's what Petro say. Osman for Paul, Paulo working kind of woman, man in 70 people are not yet doing. If you say, Neman no orcan, I say, Emre, yeah, what you try and treat each other. Now, what they will see engine the keke.
You see, for me, this one is very subjective. You see, why James will write, "Show me your faith without works."
Wey, the maker way there, a mere margining. Munu denti or small food, Yakubu Becker say, Chremujidia,
and
you man kaho.
And I will show you my faith by works. Because he wanted to balance and add up.
Na opese odi bi fo fo ahuna edimu.
What he was also saying is correct.
They now can no eh no correct.
Because he was trying to tell them that don't say that save by grace and use it as a license for evil.
They no person challenge say enka say ona madom so na gen adom so na gen na emfa eno nye tu mi krata entena bonim.
Even though they were all speaking God's language.
I won't say no one now what can onyame ekasa de.
Today we understand it better than what they were doing.
And ne yet
anyway, let's continue. And so we are saying that this one is just anyone that confesses the Lord will be saved. See, but the Lord guided Israel to and pointed Israel to God.
Now
that the law ends in Christ, those who are going to be saved and become the people of God, what is going to guide them? Do you understand my question?
Okay.
Now Galatians 4 from verse 1 will try to give an answer. What I'm saying is that as long as an heir is underage, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate.
Now me say, odidi for no ye akokwa yi, or ye no may na radia, nanso asonson ye biara enna ensonson ye biara na one akwantem.
The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by the father.
Nemom owo ayemfo ene efiesu hwefo asidi kosi da eja no ahye esie.
He is subject to guidance and trustees. He is trying to give us the impression that the law was a guidance and a trustee, subject to the time that the father has set, that is when Christ would come.
Owo ayemfo ene efiesu hwefo ase nti hanu no okyere nse emra no na oyɛ owemfo ene efiesu hwefo kosi da.
Let's jump to verse 4. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son born of a woman born under the law. Now we have studied that the law was to operate to Christ. And then he said that when the set time came, God sent his son born under the very law, born by a woman. But he was not coming to be under the law. He was going to end the law.
Yahun said, "Na emrani jina hoko simribi. Na trono emayati asese. Ne bredi wye dunu. Onyanko ponsuma ne ba. Oba wono. Na wawono mranase. Ono oma emeshe emranase. Nemum oba na wabewye emrano."
To redeem those under the law, se, that we might receive adoption to sonship.
Se omeji wanga wawo emra. Aseno na wajie aye emma.
Because you are sons or children,
na se mo ye imanti,
God sent his spirit.
Oyankopon asuma ne ba honhom.
God sent the spirit of his son, that is the Holy Spirit, into your hearts.
Oyankopon asuma ne ba honhom aba mo akumem.
The spirit who calls out Abba, Father.
Ah otiem se Abba. Eja.
So you are no longer slaves.
But
God's children.
Nemom oba.
And since you are children,
na se wo ye oba,
God has made you an heir.
Wonu amo Onyankopon so aye odidifo.
So he is trying to say this.
Enti dia opese o kire ni se,
now that we are saved.
Bra waji ye nkwan.
And the law is ended in Christ.
Na emra no ewie wo Kristo mu.
God has sent his Spirit.
Onyame asuma ne honhom.
God has sent the spirit of his son.
Wasuma ne ba no honhom
into your hearts.
Aba yen akumem.
And this spirit will cause you to say Father, Father, Father.
Na sa honhom beja o ama watiem eja eja eja.
What he's trying to say is that in place of the law, God has brought the spirit.
Na the upper chair say wo emra no anemu no onyame de honhom no abehye ho.
Now what is happening here?
Then na ekoso wa ha.
Now that our savior is gone, he leaves us to a guardian. You see, the Holy Ghost didn't save us. When we lift up our hands and want to confess, it says, anyone that shall confess the name of the Lord, he was not referring to Holy Spirit. He was referring to Jesus shall be saved. So Jesus saves us.
Na yen jifono eja yen ho eko. Munti enye honhom no na je yen. O se na de obepe mabo ewurade ni din no. Na onkasa mfa honhom no ho. Ne mo no okasa fa ewurade ho. Na bra enti na chese ewurade ena eje yen na enye honhom no na je yen.
So we confess Jesus as Lord. He is our Lord.
Enti yetie mu ka se Yesu ye ewurade, ye pe mu se o ye ewurade.
You see, but when we accepted him, where is he now? He's gone.
Na bra ye je no no. Se se owo hen oko.
So we need a guardian.
Enti ye be hia ohwesofo.
Like Israel needed a guardian in the law.
Said na Israel ehia okwankyerefo ne ohwesofo no.
Until
kopem se
this same Christ comes again.
Kopem se Kristo besan aba bi.
So until he comes,
enti kopem se obeba,
the spirit replaces the law.
Honhom no ehye emra na nem.
As our guardian and our teacher.
Say ye kwankyerefo ne ye kyerekyerefo.
John 14.
Yohane nsempa no eti du na
verse 16 downwards.
Yohane nsempa ne eti du na chemu du nsia ekọ no.
John 14 from 16.
Yohane nsempa ne eti du na chemu du nsia ekọ no.
And I will ask the Father.
Na modie mebi se eja no.
And he will give you another advocate.
Na wa mama ochijina fo foforo.
Another means another.
Fofro echre fofro.
Another means one was before this one.
Na yekase fofro na chese bibi wo ho ansana wei eba.
Another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
O chijina fofro na one mu abetena da.
So this one is going to be with us forever.
Na wei de one ye betena da.
The spirit of truth.
No kra honhom.
The world cannot accept him.
Ah, we are see into me you
know. Because it neither sees him nor knows him.
If he say ehunu nanso enim no.
But you know him.
Na modie munim no.
For he lives with you.
If he say otemunchen.
And will be with you.
Na obetena mumu.
I will not leave you as orphans.
Miri nya mu nyanka.
I will come to you.
Meba munchen.
So I'm leaving.
Meko.
But I'll come back.
Nanso mesema ba.
But until then.
Na kopem se meba no.
I'll send the spirit.
Mesuma honhom no.
So he is our guardian.
Ono ene ye kwankyerefo.
Until Jesus will come.
Kopem se Yesu besema.
John 16 verse 13.
Yohane sempa no eti du nsia. Enti chemu du miensa.
But when he, the spirit of truth, comes.
Na se ono no kra honhom no enya ba.
He will guide you into all truth.
Obekyere mu kwan akono kra ni.
He will not speak of his own.
Na emfri ono ara ni mu no
beka sa. He will speak only what he hears.
Na bibiara obetie no obeka.
And he will tell you what is yet to come.
Na obekyere mu niema erebeba.
Deep things.
Niema emudo.
Now the spirit has come.
Se honhom no waba.
He is your guardian.
Ono na okyere yen kwan.
The Lord will guide Israel from out of Egypt to the promised land, and he is going to guide us to heaven.
Na emra no bechre Israel kwan efri Mizraim asase so akọ bọsha asase no na we dia ono so bechre yen kwan kopem se ebekọ yen so ye bọsha asase so
He will lead us.
Obedi enkan.
Guide us and reveal great things to us.
Na wa chere enkan no we Daniel memudo edi achere.
But as I will conclude.
Na bra me dey be wiye no.
I will lift some advantages of the spirit over the law.
Me pese me chere emfaso a ye wo wo honhum no mu e chen
emra no. The law is like a signpost.
Emra no aye no ho ahyensode bia e chere kwan.
It directs.
E chere kwan.
But it is not totally reliable.
Na so enye ade a obetumi de ho atoso kra.
Signposts are not totally reliable.
Dia ekyere kwan no untumi fa ho ntoso kra.
Yesterday it rained and by this time many signposts are down already.
Enra ensio toy na obefa krom no niam a ekyere kye kwan no jama bebre bubu
before. So you may direct somebody and tell them when you get there you see that big billboard, it is green. The person is standing there, but there's no green billboard. So are you there? Are you sure? Can't you see any billboard? It rained yesterday. And the wind was taking it off.
Enti ebia wo chiro bi kwa na wa che nse. Uko kodru jira bia ha. Peja wuni ube humfo ni bia. Eye ahamono ewo ho. Ni pani si mi hu. O se awedru ho. Besa ese insio toy. Ne insio ne toy ni ebubu adiano ho.
Even though the purpose of the law and the purpose of the spirit are the same one. Is more superior to the other.
Iti e womu se emra no ni honhom ombota ye no eye baako de na so baako eye papa chain baako.
You know we have said that the law was introduced because of transgression. Listen, Jesus said that the spirit will convict men of sin, of righteousness and of judgment. So the spirit has also been introduced because of sin.
Ye ka se emra no woda na di enam boni nti na so Jesus ka se honhom ne ba obeyi muntan e wo boni ne tre ne ho nti ye hunu se honhom no so wo yi ne di efa enam boni ho nti.
And the spirit also interprets the things of God to us.
Na honhom no so e kire niema nyame mu niema ase e ma yen.
Including his word.
Ah, na sem eka ho.
See, but the spirit is a person.
Na so honhom no oyɛ nipa.
Who has feelings.
Ah, ɔwɔ atenka.
See, he has come from heaven.
Ofri ɛsoro ɛne bae.
To take us back to heaven.
Sɛ ɔde yɛn ɛkɔ ɛsoro hɔ.
But the law is just a director.
Na so ɛmra ne de ɔkyerɛ kwa ɔyɛ kwankyerɛfo keke ɔkyerɛ
kwa. The law itself does not even know God.
Ɛmra na nkasa nnim nyame no.
And it has never seen God before.
Na ɔnhu nyame nso da.
It is not been to heaven.
Ɔnkɔ ɔsoro ahemma mu da.
But this one is coming from heaven.
Na so honhom me de ofri heaven hɔ na ɛba.
To God.
Na ɔde yɛn akɔ nyame nkyɛn.
He is God.
Ɔyɛ onyame.
Presenting God to us.
Ah, order nyame di akyerɛ yɛn.
Paul said that no one knows a man's spirit.
Somafo Paul say obi enim onipa bi ahonhom mu.
Except the person himself.
Gye onipa nankasa.
So who knows the spirit of God?
Na why enim onyame honhom?
Who knows the mind of God?
Why onim onyame adwene?
Except the spirit of God.
Agye onyame honhom.
So if the mind of God is now with us.
Enti sɛ onyame adwene ɛwɔ yɛn mu a.
We are safe.
Yɛ wɔ ahotɔsoɔ.
We are safe. If we follow him, we shall walk in the counsel of God. We will walk in the counsel of God. See, several years ago, anyway, Galatians 5:18, this is a very important scripture. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Two things. If you decide that I'm led by the Spirit, then you are not led by the law.
So what you say? Obama honhom no di wukan na di wan anse di ane na wuni mrasi.
But we, those of us who are born again, Romans 8 verse 16 says that. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God.
Yenga, wabo yenfo frono. Roman fo maniche and say, na duduara onyame omkunkundi wankain, wang no yo nyanko poma.
Those of us in the new creation, we are led by the Spirit.
Yenga, ye wa abodefu from no ye ye o nyanko poma.
We are not under the law.
Ye ni emrase.
You see, when I was growing up as a boy,
mi nyini brame ye abemu ano.
Around maybe 15 years or
14.
My dad, I was in school and then he left to the village together with my mom. And then he bought me an advance ticket, STC, that I should come home when we are on vacation.
Na on the mena echo etu kwan na fe oto STC eteki tedi mame se se yema kwan a memfamfa ka no na memfamra.
And then if you have to go to our town, you have to, from Accra to Kumasi, you alight at Ejusu. So he says, you alight at Ejusu and then pick transport from that junction to our village.
Na wo come kromo a wo fin kran come kromo a wo be si e wo Ejusu na wa faka akọ nti meja ka chem se mesi e wo Ejusu na ma faka akọ ye kromo.
But it was the first time I've heard the name Ejusu.
Na sabre ni de di kan amete edin Ejusu no.
So when he said it, I tried to memorize it, but it was not sticking. So I decided to divide the name into two. As for Ejuada, which is Monday, I will not forget.
Ejuada, de Mirenfi.
And then so. Ejuada, then I'll add so, then I'll get Ejusu.
And see, Ejuada no, na me de so akaho na menya Ejusu.
So I wrote it down, Monday top means Ejuada so.
And see, me try to ho Ejuada so.
So when we vacated, I went to the transport yard and then I fetched the bags.
And see, ma kwa no me ko baby a cash and see na mkofo.
No sooner had the vehicle took off than I started looking for welcome to Ejusu.
And see, a bra canoe, a 2 yard, I'm afraid to say, Mefiche, Quancha, Fiche, in my mama quaba, a bajoso.
Somehow I got the window seat.
Aduma ranti minyam, Puma not nine.
I was just looking.
Into Miami, Nifiche.
I will not sleep.
Menna.
Because the bus is built for Kumasi, and my father said, don't go to Kumasi. Men. I light at Ejusu.
Menna, if he said, na. Lorry no, Edmi Eko Kumasi. But me just say, Mammy Nru Kumasi, Minsi wo Ejusu.
So I was afraid to sleep because if you don't take it, by the time you realize you are in Kumasi already. And so I was just watching, opening my eyes.
Na
misro se meda for welcome to Ejusu.
Na misro se meda esan se me dia go kakra bia, me nisu beti temenu na me Kumasi. Ti me bue mani fe na me hwe.
But we got somewhere and then we decided that let us rest a bit here for some 15 minutes.
Now you could do baby now, yes, yentina baby nye ya home be simadunum.
So I came out very, very uneasy, still memorizing Ejuada so Ejusu and not that.
Ah, me home shut down to me papa, make bomb this and meche Ejuada so no akumadunim.
So this woman saw me. Say, small boy.
Mammy be going. Mammy be home and I say, Avrant here, walk on.
Are you on this bus?
What car you moving?
Are you traveling alone?
Unkwana,
where are you going?
Walk on.
Then I have to do the calculation. Ejuada so.
Tinese, I'm imagining no, a contempt number to move, Ejuada so, Ejusu.
Then the woman said, Ejusu.
Now, Mammy say, Ejusu.
Yeah, then she said that I'm also going around that place. I'm going to, and then she mentioned our town's name.
And my men also can say, oh, me so me ko empatemuha na me ko baby no obo ye kromu edin.
Then I said, that is where I'm going.
And I say, eh, na me ko.
Okay, I'll take you there.
And I say, any me di obeko.
When we came back to the bus,
Ebra ye betina eshenu muno.
I slept.
Me da hati.
All this Ejuada so and things.
Say ye Ejuada so, say ye hiyo.
Now, see, now I've met someone who is carrying my hands to the place.
If he say, Meshia Obia, also means him, Dimia, baby, I make a potting.
See, the exciting thing was that when she started conversing with me, we realized that she was a family member. She knew the very house where I was going. She knew my father, she knew everything about me. So when we got back, I just slept comfortably. Because the woman is there, she wake me up.
You
see, the spirit has come. It is better than all these
Jadaso
things. He is taking us with him to heaven. Let us just relax and rest on him. We will not miss the way. But remember that Jesus said he will be with us forever. So he is with us. I want you to know that he is with you. That was an instruction. So he will take that instruction. When you bow down and you are praying, he will kneel down with you. You go to Accra Mall and he is there with you. You go to work and he's there with you. Because the Bible says he will be with you forever. Ours is to know that he is with us. And to hold his arms. And walk with him. Galatians 5:25 says this. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. That the Spirit has come. Let us keep in step with him. He is our strength and our Redeemer. He is a revealer of the secret things. Now we bear needless pain. Because we are not walking with him.
If he said,
we are not fellowshipping with him. But he is with
you.
Forever.
Da.
Your guardian.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't speak to him.
So
Benihin says that when you wake up in the morning, say good morning to him.
Also for Benihin say, sorry, pa, man,
have the consciousness that he is with you. I'll take my last scripture.
See,
still, when I was a young guy in the church, I was very loud. My presiding elder really believed me.
My presiding elder edged me.
He thought I knew everything. Just as today, people think that I know everything. Even though that I don't know much. And we had gone for a prayer meeting.
Now you call Empire.
We were about closing.
Ah, yeah, Bepon.
Presiding elder said, everybody stand up. Take the closing prayer and benediction.
Now, I saw Penny Gwem training, they say, Obian, sorry, Nayemo, Empire, Tratu, and Yinjinshra.
He asked one deaconess to pray.
And our friend, or some for Baba, because of Mompire.
And then, whilst we were all quiet, he said,
Nabra, ye na ya yakum, no can say.
Brother Eric will give the benediction.
Onya Eric Ebishraso.
I was confused.
Because
I've never given benediction before.
And
he didn't also tell me that I was going to give benediction. I was a teenager. I've never heard ever any brother giving benediction in the church. The place was quiet.
Why you ding?
1 minute quiet. Very, very quiet.
Why you ding?
And then he said, okay, open your eyes.
Na oka se oye mumwe muni.
I was shivering.
Na me ho so.
I was a teenager.
Benyimbe siaba.
All these girls are there. And this is what my presider has done to me. Then he said, I should open 2 Corinthians last chapter, last verse. I will never forget because I learned this verse. In that circumstance,
Anna or Car say, any boy call Coronto for my tossing
last chapter,
it's a tractor,
last verse,
and it's a more tractor.
And then when we opened,
Nabra, you boy, no,
he said, I should read.
Anna or catch him, said Minking.
This is what is written.
Na yena yatreho.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus
Christ, Christ Adam,
the love of God,
Yanko Pondo.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Then he says, close your eyes. Eric, open your eyes and read this for us.
Only Eric, we need nothing can we mind.
And then they close their eyes.
Na womukata kata omoni.
And I read it.
Ena mekenkai.
My first sighting.
I'm sorry, but Penny Graham training.
He made me learn this particular one.
On mami suya sadi.
In that manner.
I was half crying.
But it's about one of the best verses.
Na eye. So for us,
the God head is concerned.
Ah, efa unyame basa.
When we are talking about Jesus,
say ye ka Yesu ho asem.
We are saying that His grace that saved us.
Ye ka se na dum energy.
When we are talking about God,
say ye ka unyame ho asem.
We are talking about His love. That He loved us, yeah. And for that matter, He gave us Jesus.
Yeah, can it draw or did draw in? A man did Jesus mine.
But when you are talking about the Holy Spirit,
now say yeah, come home, come home, come
because He is with us.
It's saying say only in Wahanti.
The Scripture is saying that for Him,
Chirone say ono there.
You need to fellowship with Him.
It's saying only ninya yonkufa.
You have to walk in arm in arm with Him.
Don't
leave Him behind. He is your
strength.
Your tomorrow. Your future. Your glory.
Your
church's power.
Your
power.
Your
strength.
Your
beauty.
The
Holy Spirit replaces the law.
You
walk by the Spirit. You are not under the law.
Now won't share emrasi.
God bless us all.